From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A UN official says Syria is hampering aid to people in need. A senior UN official is accusing the Syrian government of refusing permission for relief agencies to distribute humanitarian assistance to hundreds of thousands of vulnerable Syrians in blockaded and hard-to-reach areas. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN Special Advisor Jan Egeland calls this past week very disappointing. He says the United Nations has been waiting for 4 days for the Syrian government to give the green light for the delivery of aid to 287,000 people in besieged and hard-to-reach areas. Egeland says the one positive note in this otherwise grim scenario is the United Nations likely will be able to do major evacuations of wounded, sick, and their relatives from 4 towns under siege in the near future.
Altogether, it could be up to 500 people. It's one of the biggest medical evacuations that have been planned. We hope it to happen.
Egeland says in this situation of life and death, medical evacuations, medical assessment missions, and assistance should be routine. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In a brazen assault near the Syrian capital, Islamic State militants Thursday abducted 300 cement workers and contractors in an area northeast of Damascus, that according to Syrian State TV. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy for Syria said the next round of peace talks in Geneva was expected to start next week around April 13th. That announcement by Stefan de Mistura. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country will not implement a deal reached with the European Union on the return of migrants from Greece if the EU does not fulfill its obligations toward Turkey. Under this deal, Turkey agreed to take back migrants who reached Greece illegally from March. For every Syrian returned, Europe agreed to take a Syrian refugee from Turkey to be resettled in an EU country. Turkey is also set to receive funds to spend on the refugees, visa-free travel for Turkish citizens, and sped up EU membership talks. Erdogan said Thursday if the European Union does not take the steps it needs to take, if it does not fulfill its pledges, then Turkey will not implement this agreement. The Turkish leader did not elaborate on that. Meanwhile, the Vatican is confirming that Pope Francis will meet with refugees on the Greek island of Lesbos on April 16th, a highly symbolic show of solidarity as the European Union begins deporting migrants back to Turkey. The Vatican said Thursday Francis had accepted an invitation to visit by the spiritual leader of the world's Orthodox Christians, Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, and the Greek president. Bartholomew will be in Lesbos as well. Iran needs to change its foreign policy in the region and stop weapon shipments, training terrorists, and financing and supporting proxies, says Bahrain's foreign minister. In a Thursday appearance with visiting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Khalid bin Ahmad Al Khalifa said Iran needed to devote as much effort to its neighbors as it did to securing the nuclear agreement with the United States and 5 other world powers. Kerry added that Iran must deal with its own internal divisions.
The aspirations expressed by some people in Iran to be able to build a better relationship in the region and with the world is in fact the direction that Iran would like to go in. But the test of that is going to be in what Iran itself chooses to do in the days and weeks and months and years ahead. Clearly, there is a difference of opinion within Iran itself. And they're going to have to decide.
Kerry's comments address his concerns among Bahrain and other Gulf countries about what they view as Iran's destabilizing behavior in the region, an issue they raised with the United States before the January implementation of the Iran nuclear deal. Myanmar's ruling party leader Aung San Suu Kyi has promised to push for the release of political prisoners and student activists in the Southeast Asian country. It was her first statement since assuming the role of state counselor of the National League for Democracy leader. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.